The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Good morning, 6:06. Welcome to it. It is the Pepper and Dylan Show. Thanks for joining us. Pepper not here yet. He did call me, though, however. He called.
Yeah.
He got pulled over.
What a reckless man.
He's a reckless driver. He got pulled over, apparently only given a warning. But there was some problems because he's driving his dad's truck and it has the veteran plate.
Oh.
So they're trying to figure out why he stole an old man's truck.
Oh, but he's only getting a, so he's not getting a warning.
Well, he said he only got a warning, which is unbelievable because the way and the speed is what at what Pepper drives, I can't imagine being let off with just a warning. It had to have been someone who didn't want to do paperwork.
Yeah.
Had to have been. That's the only way. I can't imagine another way. It was Ray Gibbon Drive going, I think 110, he said.
Oh, God.
Which I think Ray Gibbon Drive is 70.
Oh, no.
80, 91, 110. That's 40. Isn't that, that's, how do you get out of that one?
Isn't it like a certain level you can get immediately your vehicle gets towed?
Yes. Double the speed limit, I think.
Is it double?
I think it's got to be double.
Oh.
I remember my buddy Matt Walsh, he had a promise to appear in court, couldn't drive his car at 150 on Highway 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
150, like, had to appear in a Pinoca court. I remember it was all the talk when we were young.
Ooh.
His parents?
Yeah.
Not impressed.
No, not at all. I can imagine.
But
that's only 40 over.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. 40 over on Ray Gibbons. This, how you get off with a warning? I mean, good for him, I guess. Because I think if he didn't get off with a warning, the demerits means he'd have to then take a town car or a Uber to work.
Yeah, you'll have to move in with me and live close.
I think that's how close he is to not having a license anymore. Which, I mean, how he still has one, I don't quite get.
What a guy.
But he'll be in, I don't know, next couple of minutes.
He might get arrested. Do you think? Yeah. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, 50 kilometers over immediate vehicle seizure and 30-day license suspension, according to a text message we just got.
50 kilometers over.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're caught speeding at 51 kilometers per hour or more over the speed limit, a mandatory court appearance is required and fines are at the discretion of the court.
That's
But that's not a seizure.
But.
You're looking at that on.
On government of Alberta.
Yeah, so that's legit. So 50 over, it's not necessarily a seizure.
But you don't get to drive your car?
I don't know. There's so many rules.
I swear I've had friends go get busted for going that high.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's also at the discretion of the officer as well.
Is it your friend named Pepper?
Well, not, yeah.
Because he is the speed. Sorry, Pepper, we're not meaning to out you, but we all know you drive too fast and we're worried about you.
Yeah, he's going to want to talk about it when he gets here.
Yeah. So we'll let him. Why don't we play another song? He'll be here, hopefully. I mean, if he's driving the speed that he normally drives, he'll be here in a minute.
Did you know if you go 50 over, you can get like a $500 fine?
Yeah, well, it makes
$500.
Sense.
$500.
Well, you should. 50 over, that's a dangerous speed. We'll let him explain himself when he gets here.
Hopefully he gets here.
Fingers crossed.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
There he is.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It happens.
Edmonton's most wanted man.
I am not Edmonton's most wanted man. I'm Edmonton's most desired man.
No. We're concerned about you.
Why?
Well, because speed. It kills.
Yeah. Well, it's a fast track early in the morning.
Yeah, what if a moose jumps out? And there's moose over there.
I've only seen one moose in my life.
They're scared of you. But what if one accidentally just jumps out one day?
That was a really good siren you did, Dylan.
Oh, thanks.
I want to draw attention to how good that was.
I appreciate that.
And also, I don't know how to answer Robbie's question.
But you have to.
You'll be dead.
Run into the moose, right, is what they say?
Yeah, but you'll just be so dead.
Going at that clip, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, they don't say run into a moose.
They run into the ditch?
Run into a deer.
Okay.
Clip the animal so that insurance is still
right,
there.
Don't go into the ditch, though, is always the answer. Well, do we know that that's true?
That is technically true.
That?
Yeah, that's technically true. But a moose, you don't want to hit.
I wonder how the animal kingdom feels about this insurance advice. I wonder if they know about that at their animal meetings.
I hope not.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you hear that human insurance companies are saying if it's between us and going into the ditch, it's us?
Yeah. But it,
no wonder they're always on the road. The moose, that's why the moose is there, Robbie. It says, I'll take care of this problem.
Maybe.
It won't hit me again.
Yeah, maybe. You hit a moose, you don't have an option to continue on with the insurance claim.
Can I hear that siren again, Dylan?
I don't know if I can do it again. I think it was a one-off.
This is not bad. It's
no, not I can't bad. Do it.
You've got the good half siren. Not a lot of people can do the half siren.
No, I can't. No, I gone. Had it.
Yeah.
I had it and it's gone.
Yeah.
Do the full siren, though. Let's hear what you heard this morning. Did you get to hear
no,
siren
just
or
lights.
Lights?
Just lights.
Okay.
Just the lights.
Hmm.
And I think it's because it's my dad's old truck.
No, it's because you were speeding.
It's faster than the speed of sound.
Couldn't hear it.
And it's cover, and it's got that veteran sticker on it.
Is that the problem? That was the number one problem?
A veteran shouldn't be driving this fast.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like a veteran driving. And I thought for a second, I'm 48. I could be a veteran.
Yeah, I guess.
So I almost took it as a compliment. I'm a youthful-looking veteran, Dylan.
But when he ran the... Why do you still have your dad's plate and not your own?
It's not a veteran's plate. It's a veteran's sticker.
Oh,
in the back window. He's got his veteran's plate.
Okay.
Because that gets him better parking.
So what did you say? You just said, oh, this is my dad's car?
Yeah.
I stole it? Because you technically didn't pay him.
Yeah, well, there is a sketchy-looking bill of sale at some point. My dad wasn't using it anymore, you guys.
I'm just saying.
Did he have to call your dad this morning?
No. No, the police didn't have to call my dad this morning.
I don't think they should have.
He just saw the sticker. I don't know. I'm assuming because he really wanted to run my registration and wondered to ask questions about where I got the truck from.
Mm. Right.
Because it didn't look, it doesn't really necessarily look. I think maybe it was because I don't look like I should be driving a truck. It's like, you kind of look like a bit of a wimp. Truck doesn't look like this. That should be something you drive.
Yeah, but you have a wussy-looking truck.
You look like somebody who should be driving just a little Prius.
Well, no, Dylan's right.
But a Prius would never go that fast.
It's not like you drive the most manly truck out there.
No, it's not.
That's a tiny little truck.
Which, what does that tell you? It's even worse for me. Megan said something a moment ago off the air when we were talking about Cam and Cam's dates here. Cam is our bachelor, right? And he's got, what do you have? We talked to him. Who are we talking to today to get a recap of the date last night?
Lindsay's date was last night. They ended up going to glow-in-the-dark bowling.
Right.
Tonight will be Ashley, and they're going to Made by Marcus.
Okay.
And so we'll talk to, I'm just waiting to hear back from Lindsay so we can talk to her about the date. And then we'll talk to Cam. And then, of course, we'll talk to Ashley about the date tonight. And then he's got a bunch of dates lined up for the rest of the week.
You said off the air, Dylan.
Oh, why are you saying it on the air?
That he had said just, he'd used an adjective to describe her and the date from last night. And Megan, when she overheard that, good morning, Megan.
Morning.
Megan said, that's kind of like a backhanded insult. What was it that he had said?
She's super down to earth.
Down to earth. Isn't that kind of an insult?
It's nice, don't get me wrong.
Why is
nice.
That an insult? That's
it's
such
just
a good
that
thing.
I would hope for more, you know?
He's just giving...
Like, I feel like it's like a... if when you don't know what else to say, you say, oh, she's really down to earth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would like to know specifics.
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
Have you ever gotten from Cam on a review of a date, oh, she was amazing?
No, because okay, Cam doesn't review dates with me that way. He comes on the air. He doesn't... He just says, had a good date, had a bad date. Was it okay? He's never said bad date. He's never said bad date. He said, had a good date. It was a great date.
Right.
Had a really nice time. What did this one say? I'll read it to you because I think he said that.
But 917-917, is down to earth a compliment?
It's kind of.
Backhanded compliment.
Date went well, super down to earth, had a good time. We'll fill you in tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So that's all I know.
Super down to earth.
I would want that, don't you?
I'd rather be down to earth than not down to earth. But if down to earth is the first thing that comes out, are they searching for something better? And they're like, down to earth's the best thing I can come up with?
Right.
Or is it just they made such a down to earth impression that that just rolls off the tongue?
Oh, you want down to earth?
You want down to earth?
As your partner?
Yeah.
I'd rather down to earth than, oh, she smells bad. So, right. You know,
yeah. There is a spectrum there, and down to earth isn't that bad,
it's
right?
It's still good.
Yeah. Down to earth more so than super high maintenance.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Well, you can't say, how'd the date go? Great. She's super high maintenance.
Why can't you?
Mm-mm.
You can totally say that.
You could, but that's not ever going to be intended to be a compliment, ever.
Yeah, well, no, it wouldn't.
Right. It's on par with stinky.
You could say that, though. I think down to earth's a major compliment.
917, definitely a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his review of that. So, again, we'll talk to Cam. And, again, so between 6:30 and 7:30, you said?
No. Nope.
What time? 7:30?
Nope.
What?
Nope. Sorry. That's the new girl.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. We don't know.
They're going to ice cream tonight? They're going for ice cream? Okay.
You got it. That's when she's available. We don't know about last night's date at this point. When she's available.
Okay.
So I'll let you know when she does.
All right. Text message says, how was meeting the boyfriend last night? Uh-huh. My daughter's boyfriend came over last night.
And?
I tried my best, you guys. Oh, I tried my best.
That doesn't sound good.
God, I've got that tick about me, don't I? Once I start getting nervous or something, things just start to come out a lot.
What did you do?
Well, he knows a lot of things now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
About what?
Well, just...
About you or her?
Yeah.
Did you embarrass her?
About the family. I don't think I embarrassed her.
Does she think you did?
He's a cool guy. I want to hang out with this guy.
Oh, no. Mm. Robbie?
Might be in love with my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a risk we run, isn't it?
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
What happens today when the dog poop company, we've heard so many times, right, in the years that we've been doing this show, we've heard so many times that people are like, oh, best money you can spend. So the people that come by and pick up dog poop in your backyard in the spring when all the snow is gone. All the snow
is gone. So you don't pick it up the entire winter?
No.
And how many times a day?
Well, if he gets a walk or not, right? But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe three? Maybe?
Okay. Well,
two?
Yeah, that's
three.
A lot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know what time they're coming at.
Okay.
And if I'm home when they're there.
Are you embarrassed?
Is that not like, and they can see me through the window, you know?
Oh, yeah. They know how lazy you are.
In the backyard picking up my dog's poop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just standing there, like, looking out the window, holding a glass of a cup of coffee, like, doing a good job out there. I feel like I should stay away from the house today.
You
the
should.
The whole day.
I think, until they're done. And I don't know if they send me, like, I get a text notification or something that says that we've come and completed it. I don't know how I find out if they're done. The only way I know is if there isn't poop in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because I can't be home when somebody's picking up my own dog's excrement.
Well, you're paying for it.
I am paying for it, but you know what I mean? Like, that is such a... Oh, it's such a...
If you feel this way, then you wouldn't pay for it.
I know. I realize that. I wanted to try it out because we've had so many people over the years. Right, Robbie? That's just say, oh, my God, I love it. It's the best. We do it once a year in the spring. Oh, yep. It's such a relief. It's wonderful. And I'm sure that the dog poop company, they're happy that I'm paying them. That's how the dog poop. I don't know if you know this, Dylan. They don't do many other things.
No.
Just the dog poop.
That's their thing.
So they're happy that I'm hiring them to do this. I just don't know if I can... Stand there and watch somebody picking up dog poop.
If I was the guy, no, to be honest, because
if you were the poop picker up,
I've considered doing it before.
Okay, what, as a job?
Yeah,
as a side hustle.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a wicked side hustle. Because I think the idea behind it is great. It's like a 25-minute job. 25 minutes.
Yeah,
you're making good. How much are you paying?
It's $97.
Yeah, so let's just say, because you have a pretty big yard, it takes them 30 minutes. You're making $95?
Yeah. This is like the spring cleanup package.
That's incredible money.
Yeah.
I've considered it. And because, of like, yeah, it's gross, but you get a pair of work boots, and you get a pair of work gloves, and then what? Okay. That's a good job. Why would you be mad? I'd be happy. I'd be thank you for your money, dummy.
Well, I know. I mean, that's their business.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to be happy that I'm doing it. It just feels like, and the act itself that I'm hiring them to do, it's one thing to hire somebody to come and like mow your lawn,
mm-hmm.
right? Or shovel your snow.
Well, it's the same. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it not be the same?
They're picking up poop.
Yeah.
Like, can you think of asking somebody to do something like grosser and more quote unquote beneath you than that? Can you please go into the yard and pick up my dog's poop? I'm fancy enough to have a dog, just not to pick up its poop. Here's money. Go do this for me. You know? It just feels rotten and awful.
I guess. But you did make the call. So
I did.
You can't feel that bad.
I did, because we just looked in the backyard as the snow was melting. We're like, oh, my God. We went out in the back. You could smell our backyard as it starts to thaw. That's pretty. Megan's nodding. She's a dog owner. Oh, you know that, right?
Yeah.
That when your backyard smells, that's when you need to call the dog poop company.
Do you know what was the worst? Is that when I used to live out in Gibbons, we had a main floor suite. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get the backyard. We got the front yard.
Right.
And it was fenced in, but a short fence.
Right.
So when it came springtime, it looked horrifying if you were walking a dog past our house.
Oh, right.
Because it was just landmines everywhere. That's only went in two places.
Yeah.
So it was a mountain.
In most houses, it's the backyard. You're keeping it out of the eyes of everybody else judging you. But now it's right there in the front yard. Everybody's like, ugh, God, look at these people.
Yeah. So then I'd have to spend hours out there.
Hours?
But it's all in the same spot, you said.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, is that it's melting. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Jeff Holland yesterday on his show was talking about how his neighbors has piled up and between the fence and his daughter's out there playing, but it's bringing the smell in.
Oof.
So even if it's got a fence in between, even if it's in the backyard, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was out there barbecuing last night for the meet my daughter's boyfriend's burger barbecue last night.
Yuck.
And it was just like, oh, God.
That doesn't sound good. Not at all.
I just don't know how I would feel if I'm home when this is happening.
Just draw the shades.
Just close all the blinds.
And just peek through.
It feels awful.
So what do you do when a house cleaner comes?
Oh, you can't be home if there's ever a house cleaner.
No,
that's worse, I think.
It's just as bad.
Because they're cleaning up
your
mess.
But this is poop. Mm. This is you kind of saying, I'm too good to pick up poop. I'd rather throw money at the problem than do it myself.
But you're helping the economy.
You are. I am. I'm a driving force in the economy, right?
I don't know how else to put it. Like, if you feel bad, I mean, you can't do it.
I don't feel bad enough to actually go out and pick up the poop, Dylan.
Right.
I just feel bad enough that I might be home when they're there picking up the poop.
Well, you could be out all day then. I mean,
I'm gonna have to find a job. I'm gonna have to keep myself busy.
Clean the poo yourself.
I know. But it's so everywhere.
I know. You want me to come do it?
Ew.
How much are they paying you? Do you have to pay?
$95. $97, yeah.
I'll do it for $100.
What kind of deal is that?
$3.
It's a typical Robbie deal. What are you talking about?
I'll do it for the same price, but is what I'm saying. I would do that for $100. Yeah, it's $100.
I've already hired them. They're already coming at some point today. How about instead, though, do you want to hang out today?
I sure.
Can we do something? I need to keep myself busy so I'm not at home watching them pick up my dog's business.
Gym day.
Oh, damn it. That's out. I don't know what
you want to go to the gym?
Yeah, let's all go to the gym.
I don't have my gym strip with me, Robbie.
Run some stairs? With a pack on?
I shouldn't have brought it. With a pack on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. You have your options.
So you would or wouldn't feel bad if you were in the house and they were there doing that?
No, I wouldn't feel bad.
Okay.
Honestly, because you're hiring. I don't feel bad if you hire someone to do something.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're getting into. I mean, are you a lazy bum? Yeah, 100%. But you have to own that.
That's it.
That's where it comes. You just have to own it.
Do you tip them for this? Is there a tip function afterwards?
A tip?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's the tip?
Well, I guess. No, it's for the job.
I don't
know. Them for the job.
See how many bags they pull out.
That's
what a tip would be.
Like a little dog versus a big dog, Dylan. There's quite the difference. I don't know if you know this.
I don't have a dog.
It's a significant difference.
I'm concerned for you. The fact that you're worried about how it will look.
I am.
Robbie, tell him no.
You shouldn't, because I know you pay people to do easier things.
Like? Picking up dog poop's pretty easy.
Picking up poop, the concept of it is easy.
Yeah.
But it's gross.
Yes.
It's stinky, and it's not fun. It just isn't.
In some way, I convinced myself, though, that they have special tools that we don't have access to. You know, special poop vacuums and things that you know, they're just this entirely, highly technological industry that we just don't have the commercial supplies that they do. I'm betting it's just gloves and bags, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I just going to watch them just with bags and turning them inside out the same way I would?
Possibly. That's a good invention for the poop.
I have a grabber. It's like a trash picker up.
But will it get the bits that get stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Like the frozen bits.
Does it get springtime bits? Because the springtime bits are the hardest ones to get.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I just,
see why I'm doing it, Dylan?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not that bad. Dog poop isn't that bad.
Well, I'll hire you for the next round. We'll see how good. You know what's an even worse thing to do? Is complain that you didn't get a good job done. That even worse, right? To stand and watch and then they leave and then write a message that you aren't satisfied. That you cannot do that and be a decent person, right?
No.
The mere fact that they tried to pick up your dog's poop, you can't write. I'd like to write a complaint. They missed one.
No, too bad. That's on you.
All right. So what's the timeline here with all this dating stuff with Bachelor Cam today?
Still waiting to hear back from last night's date, Lindsay. Okay. Haven't heard anything yet. Uh-huh. And then we're going to meet a new date coming up in the next hour.
Okay.
For tonight as they go for a Made by Marcus, okay. A little ice cream date.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie's just thinking about how he would improve the business plan of being one of those companies that picks up dog poop.
Well, I don't know if this is true because we got a message from Jason.
Yeah.
Saying a few years ago, he made $3,800 in a full day.
What?
With a rake, a shovel, and garbage bags.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I thought it was a good side hustle. Because
dog poop?
But it would be a seasonal thing. So maybe, that's a lot of money.
That's a side hustle.
Wait, $3,800 in a day?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
It's like $400 an hour.
But why couldn't it be right? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't take that long to pick up poop.
You just have to do if he could do a house like yours in 15 minutes.
Yes.
That's $400 an hour.
True.
If you got, it would just have to line up.
Yeah, you properly need a lot of people in the same neighborhood in order to make it worthwhile.
But it's potential for a seasonal job like that.
But you're reinventing the entire business model off the air here.
Well, because I've done it. When I house sat for my friends, yes. I just decided to pick up all their dogs' poo for them because I think it was in April.
Yeah.
And it took me a good hour.
Yeah.
Two 5-gallon pails full of poop.
What?
So heavy. So I'm thinking, if I did this business.
The
Home Depot pails.
Oh, my God. Two of them?
Two.
How many dogs did they have?
One.
Jeez.
Little Kona.
Little Kona.
And Kona would poop not in the same spot.
Right.
She refused to poop in the same spot twice. Right. So it was poo. It was like, you could see. And you could see it progress. You would poo in a pattern.
Right.
Like the oldest poo is in the corner and then the freshest up and down. It was really, really strange.
Right.
But I was thinking maybe charge by the pound or by the gram. You have to charge by the weight.
Okay. Right? Makes sense.
Because it shouldn't necessarily depend on the size of the yard.
It should be the size of the dog, the size of the poop.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm. And then where do you take the poo afterwards? You could turn that into another side hustle.
What side hustle?
Use the poo. Recycle the poo somehow.
Into what?
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Where else are you going with that?
Fertilizer.
This text says, I got 3 Rottweilers. I'll pay $100 cash.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are saying. It's the best money they've ever spent.
Why not?
To do that, especially if you have multiple dogs. And then we're getting the other side, whereas if you own a dog and you're paying somebody to pick up your poop, you shouldn't own a dog. That comes with the territory of doing it.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't think you shouldn't own a dog. I think that if you want to pay for anything in life, you can.
Right.
I think that's totally fine. Like, if you want to pay for someone to prep your meals, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pay for someone to clean your house, go ahead. You want to have someone detail your car? Like, we can do all of those things.
Yeah.
Pick whatever one you don't want to do, and that's money well spent.
Right.
I've always said one of the best things you can spend your money on in a relationship is a house cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that cleans your house so that you don't have to argue about who's cleaner or who does what or what. Like, it's one of the great things. So if this is one of those jobs for you, there's nothing wrong with that. I think you own a dog and not clean up after it. That's fine.
That goes back to a
unless
pepper.
You're taking him for a walk.
Then you have to pick up for your dog.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, going back to a few weeks ago, that neighborhood, your neighborhood doorbell cam that caught a dog pooping and the owner not picking it up and they were shamed on Facebook. Is there any development on that?
Here's the thing. And
okay. Whisper voice.
It took everything in me. Everything I had. I saw one of the girls with the dog walking while I was out for a walk.
This was a couple weeks ago. A doorbell camera caught somebody in Dylan's neighborhood not picking up after their dog.
Yeah.
The person with the doorbell camera made a post on Facebook to shame them.
Mm-hmm.
And you said very recognizable. I saw the video. You can't not spot that dog. It's a very specific looking dog.
Right.
And what happened?
So I was out for a walk. There it is. I recognized that dog. I recognized the girl. She was walking towards me. I was walking towards the dog. And it took everything everything in me to not.
What was going through your mind at the time?
I was like, oh, there you are. I know who you are. Mm-hmm. You piece of work, mm-hmm. you. You not picking up. And I wanted to say so many things. Like, I wanted to really say, hey, I saw you on. Hey, and I didn't say a word.
All right.
I walked right by with rage coursing through my veins.
Eye contact or had to look away?
Had to look away. Couldn't. Okay. No. I knew for a fact it was the dog. I knew it was the girl. And I just kept moving, which was good. Thank God I did. Thank God I did. Because I don't need to be the neighbor that gets in fights with other neighbors. Right now, there's a new, this community page, what a work.
Okay, what's the new stuff going on in your community?
There's a place that we have, it's called Monkey Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a super cute thing, and they're really excited because they just got it on Google as an official attraction.
Okay.
And so it's a bunch of monkeys, like stuffies, hanging in the trees as you turn a corner.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah, in the neighborhood, like right by Big Lake.
Okay.
I don't know. It's cute. It's fun. And I had no idea what the backstory was. And some grumpy old man was super upset about the fact that I don't understand. Why did this get started? Who put monkeys in a tree? This is a distraction in an already dangerous corner. Good idea. Started fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy about this new Monkey Corner that is now available on Google. You can find it.
So it's a tree.
Yeah.
When people just started tying stuffed animal monkeys in it?
Right. And so this guy gets upset about this.
Odd idea.
What a thing to get upset about. Yeah. Someone made a little plaque that said Monkey Corner. It's okay. Kind of cute, right?
Okay,
the kids enjoy it. Then you find out, and I hope you feel like a jerk guy who's upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is that there was a kid with autism who was scared to drive in the parents' car. And when they would turn the corner, was really, really scared. So they had a monkey that they could focus on in the tree. They put a monkey up so they could just say, look out for the monkey.
Oh, that's cute.
Look out for the monkey. And that's what started it all. And then people loved the idea. So they started putting multiple monkeys and it became Monkey Corner.
Okay.
But people are so upset of things. And so this guy gets told what the actual thing is. He's like, good to know.
That's it. That's a good feeling, though.
Yeah, I
can't
good.
Really argue that.
Right? So, Monkey Corner is the latest after the dog thing. But I saw her. I saw her right there.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything to her.
Now I want to see Monkey Corner. I wish I had a Monkey Corner in my neighborhood.
It's cute. It's super fun, I think so. Monkey Corner, why not?
More people are swearing by this dog poop service than saying it's lazy.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've also found some things we could do with the poop afterwards.
Okay, here we go.
There's not a lot, though.
Is it time for a top five, Robbie? Top three?
It's going to be
top
two. Here we go.
Let's see. Top one. No, we won't stop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Okay.
Text message, by the way, says, Dylan, missed opportunity to say, hey, do you need a bag when you were walking past that dog walker?
Oh, yeah.
Missed passive-aggressive opportunity. Okay, Rob. With dog poop.
What I've learned from the internet is that dog waste, it can be used for fertilizer for plants,
mm-hmm.
but not anything that's going to be used for human consumption.
So no garden.
Don't put it in your vegetable garden.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know if I want it in the house plants.
Well, don't put it in the house plants.
I don't know about that.
I think I've already got a lot of dog poop in my vegetable garden.
Fair.
He's a climber.
And cats. Cats like to bury it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for the lawn.
Okay.
And for in the planters and stuff, you could do it. You can mix it with stuff.
Well, it's already on the lawn.
Yeah, you could just squish it in.
Ah.
And because what I was thinking is, I'm going to start a mushroom farm.
Okay.
And I'll collect everybody's poo and then bring it to the mushroom farm.
Everybody's dog poo. Please be specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Specific.
Oh yeah, sorry. The dog poo.
Okay.
Dog poo.
Thank you.
And then I could open up this mushroom farm.
Yeah.
But no, not for human consumption.
Okay.
Okay.
But
so far not so good, Robbie.
Worms like to eat dog poo.
Oh, God.
You could have... What did your dad feed your worms when you had them in your room?
They weren't in my room.
They were outside
next
of
to
his
your room.
They were in the room next to my room in the basement, and they attracted aphids. Oh, what a... That was an awful time.
It's like a zoo.
My dad's big business idea. He was going to breed worms and sell them to the fishing bait stores.
So what did he use to feed them? Because this could have cut his bottom line down.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. We didn't have
it. He probably paid so much money for like soil and fertilizer and stuff for the worms.
Yeah. We could have just got a dog.
He hasn't. Yes, exactly.
Great. That's what I needed in the room next to mine.
Yeah.
A box of worms with dog poop on top of it.
Yeah.
So that's really all.
That's it, hey?
Poop can be used
Not
for.
A lot of uses for it after that.
I don't think there's much more.
That list wasn't great, Robbie.
If you want to have a good time, though, when I was searching for this dog poop removal company,
okay,
the names of dog poop removal companies are outstanding.
There's so
many. It's just fun to run down the list of their names.
What do you have?
I went with Duty Hunters.
Oh, apparently that's a good one.
Duty Hunters is the one, yeah.
Duty Hunters.
Yep.
Veteran owned. Great guys, according to a text we just got.
Oh, okay.
Duty Hunters. I thought we made this list. I swear we've done this before.
Names for dog poop removal companies? Well, they're all out there. Feels like everyone has been thought of. So that's it, Robbie? That's all you can do with your dog poop?
That's all, because I don't want to, that's it.
Yeah.
It's unsanitary.
Robbie's business model is remaining the same.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get into this now.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast!
Bachelor Cam had a date last night. We're going to hear about that date when his date has a little bit of time at work right now. Then we'll hear from Bachelor Cam. This morning, though, we're talking to Ashley, one of six Ashleys that applied to date Cam.
Really?
And the only one that got through.
Wow, look at that. Hi, Lucky Ashley.
Hello, how are you?
By the way, quick question, Dylan. You might know this being the king of the A&W menu. Sorry, Ashley, to interrupt, but this is an important question. Could I ask for an egg on my breakfast teen burger?
Some places will let you. I don't know if everyone will. I don't want to guarantee.
That might be pretty good.
Just to clarify from Tina, yes, burgers and breakfast all day.
Yeah, that's the other good thing. When you used to wake up with a hangover, and I don't drink anymore.
Mm-hmm. When you sleep till noon or two.
Yeah, you would always, like, you'd miss out on all the breakfast places.
Right.
There's nothing like getting breakfast at, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When their schedule is set with yours.
Yeah.
That's a respectful thing.
Heck yeah. So Ashley's going for ice cream tonight? Is that the scoop here tonight?
You got it. Ashley says she loves
Robbie
ice cream.
Robbie got it.
Good
Robbie
one. The there. Scoop. Yep.
Oh, I see. I missed it completely. So Ashley is 30 years old, no children, is a chiropractor. And this is her friend that entered for her. So describes her as thoughtful, caring, loyal, hardworking, easygoing. She's the best, apparently. She says her ideal date would be grabbing a beer in a dog-friendly patio and then going for a walk. Unfortunately, the patios aren't going to be great for tonight, so why not go for ice cream?
Okay, so your friend entered on your behalf. You knew going into this? Like, she said, hey, what do you think? Or she'd, guess what? I entered you for a date on the radio.
I was actually on the plane to Mexico when she did this, so I actually didn't know what was going on until a week later when I landed and I had a voicemail from Dylan. So I didn't know until I came back a week later that I had been entered, but it was a nice surprise, I guess.
You had no idea your friend entered you to date somebody. You had no idea that your friend thought your love life was so pathetic that she needed to intervene and get the radio involved.
I was literally on the tarmac about to leave, and she sent me a quick text of, hey, there's this bachelor competition. I'm going to enter you. And that was all I heard.
Have a nice trip. Love you. How was your trip to Mexico? It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was great. No complaints.
Okay. Did you go alone?
No, I went with my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're back now, and time to get back at dating.
I guess so.
Okay. What's your problem? How come you don't have anybody in your life?
Good question.
Thank you.
I was living in the States for a few years for school to do my degree, mm-hmm. And then moved back just before COVID started. So I just focused a lot on my career and building my practice up. And my friends always called me an old soul. I'm not a huge fan of the online dating apps and stuff like that. But
were you trying them, or just they weren't?
Yeah, here and there. I've gone on a few dates for sure, but it's not my most favorite thing to do in the world.
So while you were in the States for schooling and building up your chiropractor job, it was kind of like you knew you weren't going to put roots down there. So why get into anything serious?
I did actually have a partner when I was in school there, mm-hmm. And he was from the States. And then when I moved back home, it just didn't work out with the long distance.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like working out, going to the lake, reading, checking out new restaurants, grabbing a beer at a brewery, hanging with your dog, which is the sheep-a-doodle.
Aw, sheep-a-doodle.
Named Pippa, which is wonderful. I got a question for you, and it's I mean, no insult by it, and it might sound that way.
Uh-oh.
But I question chiropractor.
Yes, good question.
I question it because I think there are a lot of snake oil chiropractors out there. And I don't know, because I went to this one for a while, and he gave me a lift in my shoe because he said I was lopsided.
Oh, no.
But then my dad went, and my dad was lopsided. And then my buddy Matt went, and he was lopsided. And I think this guy just put a lift in everyone's shoe so that he had to come and adjust you all the time.
Well, they come in pairs, so you don't have to give as many ways you could. Yeah.
So how do you find a good chiropractor, and are they actually real? I know that's offensive, but come on.
No, I feel like this is a discussion I have daily. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of weird chiros out there. I'll be the first to say that.
Okay.
But if they're telling you you need an x-ray on your first visit or telling you you need to come back for the rest of your life and multiple times a week, you should probably run the other way. And the shoe lift thing is, yeah, very far and few between. Maybe 0.5% of the population actually needs that. So.
Okay, yeah. The one time I went, I was on an x-ray program, day number one, and it said I'll need 30 to 50 different treatments in order to get better.
No. Yeah, not a good place to go.
Okay.
Definitely so when a not. Chiropractor tells me that I should stretch and work on my flexibility, it's just a bunch of crap and I'm fine? Is that...
That might be a good thing to do.
Dylan, we're cursed. Our family cursed by short hamstrings. That's I'm never going to be able to touch my toes. No. I've come to
You're getting closer
that.
Over the years, no?
I think I'm just getting shorter.
Okay, well, one of the two.
Okay, so Kai, your job aside, it sounds like you're loving doing it and you're happy in where you are and you're ready to kind of advance your personal life and meet somebody. Is your goal to find your forever somebody?
Yeah, of course, for okay. sure. I'm at the age where I'm ready to look into that, but I'm also still, very looking forward to doing some traveling and, purchasing a house and stuff like that. So a little mix of everything, I think.
Now, you've seen pictures of Cam on our website there?
I have, yes.
Pretty good, hey?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Hey, she's got to say that.
And oh so God. You know, though, we continue to try and dig into his life to try and find something not likable about him. And we're really, what are we, 3 weeks in now?
Yeah.
We're really having a hard time.
It's tough.
Everybody that we've spoken with that knows him or that has any interaction with him says that he is who he is.
Right.
And you get what you get, and that's the real Cam. I'm having a hard time believing that, but we'll continue to dig for you, okay?
Okay.
But you do
Perfect.
Your own digging tonight. It's tonight they go on the date?
Tonight they go to Made by Marcus, get the sea salt and goat milk caramel. Oh, my God, what? Is it ever good. It's okay. So good. It's everything you want in an ice cream. Or you can get the lemon curd blueberry if that's more your thing.
Lemon curd okay. blueberry.
Just go try some pepper.
All right. Are you an ice cream fan?
Huge ice cream girl.
This is perfect. This date is made for you.
Yes. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, right enjoy, Cam. And I hope you guys hit it off. It will be lovely to hear from you tomorrow morning to see how it went. So far, every date he's gone on, it sounds like they're pretty good. So at least you're in for a good night.
Hang on. What happens here are if he gets a flavor and you get a different flavor,
mm-hmm.
he wants to try your flavor. Oh. Are you going to let him try your flavor? Are you one of those? You'll allow him to take a bite out of your ice cream?
Yeah, I will. Maybe not a bite. That would be a little weird, but... Yes, you could sample it.
So people say that that's what's weirder, biting somebody else's ice cream or licking somebody else's ice cream?
Biting ice cream is weird. Is that how you eat ice cream?
I eat ice cream. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you had a problem.
But licking ice cream is here, try my ice cream, and I hand you a cone, and you just go, slide your tongue across the whole thing? That's even stranger than taking a bite, is it not?
Date's going well, the date's going well.
You
but
lip
just
it.
Generally speaking, you yeah. lip it? Like
lip it.
You just rub your lips on it?
Like gummy, like a grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you would do it?
I don't mind that.
Because I got sensitive teeth. But
you
I want a big chunk
ice
to go
cream.
In.
Hmm.
I'm also lactose intolerant, so I shouldn't be eating
No,
it,
I know. But...
You guys.
Figured out the problems at ice cream. Oh, well, enjoy your ice cream tonight, and thank you for participating.
Good luck, Ashley.
Are you,
thank you so much.
Upset with your friend for entering you in this? Are you embarrassed, or are you like, hey, thank you for thinking of me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm embracing it. I'm glad she did it.
Good for you. Okay, all right. Good luck. We'll hear from you, and here it goes. Hope it's nice tonight, okay?
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
See you later, Ashley. You said five Ashleys applied, but only one got through into the second round.
That's
huh?
the Ashley. By the way, you have little sample spoons. Just sample as many as you want when you get there.
Oh, I do that, of course.
Oh, okay. You just want
more
ice cream?
New to ice cream?
Okay. Sorry.
But it's when they, it's without fail, when somebody gets ice cream and
theirs
you get ice cream,
yours?
You want theirs instead?
Yeah.
But think about that next time you're like, hey, do you want to, can I try some of your ice cream? And then you lick it? That's weird.
Yeah. It's a little much.
We're getting a text, and I don't know who it's from, but Cam is also lactose intolerant.
Uh-oh.
There's the problem.
We found it?
No.
Is that true?
Oh,
we'll talk
God.
To Cam.
And you're sending him to ice cream tonight, Dylan? Don't you know what can happen?
There's lactose-free ice cream.
Ugh.
He can get
Please,
one of the vegans.
Just eat the cone.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
oh,
so
do I love their cone.
Cam had a glow-in-the-dark golfing mini-golf date last night.
Yes. So we'll talk to him. We'll also talk to his date. We'll see how him and Lindsay got along last
round
night.
Round number two is underway.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Canada's Got Talent premieres tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest talent competition show in Canada. It is huge this year. The winner will walk away with a life-changing grand prize of $1 million.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's the biggest prize in Canadian TV history, all thanks to Rogers, which is awesome.
Oh.
I mean, the cool thing about it is we know somebody. Multiple people from
Well, you
Edmonton.
Know what? There's a lot of Edmontonians that are, or Edmonton is being represented quite well in Canada's Got Talent. This is a damn talented city.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
it really is.
There's a couple dance. I don't want to say dance troops, but is that what it's called? Like
dance groups
that are appearing
I guess.
This year around. Like from St. Albert, and I think there's one from Sherwood Park and one from Edmonton. And we had in studio Sterling Scott, the stand-up comedian, who it's a good night for him tonight on TV. I'll tell you that.
I don't think you can say that.
I can say that.
I don't think you can.
I can't say. It's not like I can tell you that he. I don't know. Gets like. A golden buzzer or anything like that. I don't know what exactly happens there. I mean, I know that that's a pretty cool thing to have happen to somebody from Edmonton. I don't know if that happens.
No,
I just
no
know
one
that
does.
I'm
that's
going
why
to
you
watch it
watch
to see
show.
If it indeed does happen tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's neat. We had him on the show last week, which was awesome talking to him. And he said just having this many people view
mm-hmm.
what he does
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So whether there's a golden buzzer or not, he was just excited to be part of the show. And I mean, $1 million in prize money, the
yep.
biggest prize in Canadian TV history, which
it's
is awesome.
It's a fun show to watch.
Premieres tonight on City TV. You can check it out. Canada's Got Talent.
Okay.
Announced yesterday, Backstreet Boy Nick Carter, Who I Am Tour, Thursday, October 10th at the River Cree. 8 o'clock show. Ticket price, reasonable, $59.99. And I mean, Nick was the most beloved Backstreet. What did it go? It went Nick... Or maybe AJ. I don't know. Who was
no,
first?
Not AJ. AJ was not first.
Oh, my God, yes. 917, 917. Everyone liked the bad boy.
It was Nick and Kevin.
Oh.
Were neck and neck.
I think AJ and
Nick. Or neck and Nick.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You tried.
Goes Nick, Kevin, 1 and 1A.
No, AJ.
AJ, because he had that bad boy thing. Well, but Brian, a lot of people like Brian, too, because he was sweet and sensitive, but a little mysterious. Not as mysterious
poor Howie.
As Kevin. Oh, it's always Howie's last. I mean, what are you going to do?
AJ all the way. Mm. Nope. Brian, yeah. Nick.
Seen a lot of Nicks.
Nick and Brian. Brian was the babe. Okay. I thought AJ was
okay,
the hang one.
On. Let me redo this here. Let me think about it now. Okay.
Yeah,
all
please.
Right. Join in, Backstreet Boys Army. Nick and Brian were like the sweet, hunky... They went young. They targeted the youngest part of the group, right?
Brian, you would bring home to
Kevin
your parents.
Kevin was like a bit older, a bit more, like he looked like the big brother of the gang.
He had the weird
oh,
mustache.
And what a gang they were.
Yeah.
AJ was like, Mom won't let you hang out with AJ. You never know what he's going to get into. And
Trouble.
Then Howie was basically like.
Howie.
Unfortunately.
Sad. But you can't have a boy band without a Howie. Every boy band had a Howie.
Yeah.
Right?
It was Howie.
NSYNC had their Howie.
Oh, the Howie. Yeah.
Who would have been NSYNC's Howie?
Um,
Lance Bass?
No.
Help me. Say the names.
J.C. Chazet? No, not a chance.
No.
Justin Timberlake?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Well, keep naming them.
Oh, Joey Fatone.
There you go. There's your Howie.
Joey.
Yes. Joey Fatone was
or
the
Chris
Howie.
Kirkpatrick also.
No, Chris Kirkpatrick. No. No, Joey Fatone was the Howie. Okay. Howie was the Howie.
Who's the other short one in the Backstreet Boys?
Brian's pretty short.
Brian, but he was too hunky.
Our boss, because she loves
the Backstreet Boys. Oh, she loves the Backstreet Boys.
AJ all the way.
Yeah, she
Brian
likes Bad Boy.
Second.
Yeah.
Howie has aged the best, though.
That's what I hear.
So Howie.
When they were in town, because they were in town not too long ago, what, like 4 or 5 months ago they were here? And my fiance went with a bunch of her like high school friends. It was like a whole high school kind of reliving the high school years.
Yeah.
And she said Howie by far has aged the best.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can see Nick Carter for his solo tour.
Okay.
Who Am I tour. $59. I mean, that's a great price to go see. I know back in the day, if you could just see any one of the Backstreet Boys, you'd be excited.
So is Leanne listening right now, our boss, our crazed Backstreet Boys crazed boss? Leanne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Leanne, here's another question for you. Would you rather see Nick Carter live or a Backstreet Boys tribute band live?
Oh, Nick Carter live.
Is it
Nick
Carter?
It has to be.
So what happens when they sing a Backstreet Boys? Is it just a karaoke and it's just an instrumental it isn't his parts?
It might be just
somebody else fill
him
in
doing
the parts?
Solo stuff, though.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go to see his solo stuff.
He had a solo career.
Sing, quit playing games with my heart.
And who would?
Larger Than Life.
Yes.
The Call.
Larger Than Life.
You want to do Larger Than Life?
Yes,
who wants
so
Larger
bad.
Than Life?
That's a good one.
917-917. Yes or no to Larger Than Life
Hell
as our
yes.
next song. Go ahead.
Has
text
to be Larger Than
it.
Life.
Yep.
Come
All
on.
Right.
So Nick wins?
Is it Nick wins?
Well, it looks like it on
text. From
text,
what I see, and from Leanne, yeah, Nick, Brian, AJ.
No, she says
three.
AJ all the way, Brian second, Howie aged the best. All she right. didn't even mention, but yeah, Nick seems
text.
Like getting a lot of love.
All right.
Speaking of the boy band, Justin Timberlake, we have that going on right now, and it's awesome. You can take part in that by going to kiss917.com. It is a flight. It is a hotel. It's a copy of the new album on vinyl and 2 tickets to see him open up Rogers Arena, Vancouver, April 29th.
So quick.
Yeah, I know. It's just around the corner. It'll be awesome. That new album is really, really cool. You can visit kiss917.com, enter to win, and I believe April 2nd we will be giving it away.
Go see Justin Timberlake.
April 1st, no one would believe it, you see.
Ah, smart. Good thinking.
Woohoo! 7 o'clock, April 2nd, we'll be giving it away. Justin Timberlake live in Vancouver. Let's end with sports here this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
All right, so tonight at 7, the Oilers are going to host the Montreal Canadiens. It's one of those games where it splits the arena almost in half.
You know what they do in a lot of, I think, European soccer games, and they do it in a lot of college football games.
Side by sides?
They split the arena or the stadium in half.
Like, actually.
And I know, like, with season tickets, it'd be really hard to do.
Sure.
But wouldn't it look cool if right down the middle it was split and you have all your Montreal Canadian fans on one side and all of your Oiler fans on the other side? There's really only 2 teams you can do that for, right?
Toronto
and Montreal.
Maybe
Calgary when they come to town.
Possibly
Vancouver,
but that would
be a very cool thing to do.
Yeah, I would love to see that. That'd look awesome, and it'd be like shouting back and forth.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Fights in the stand?
Yeah. Well, no, so you don't prevent fighting in the stand.
That's true.
Because they're all the way over there.
That is
not
a
worth
good point,
the time, man.
Right? So 7 o'clock is game time. It's the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation and MS Canada tonight that are calling on all of us in oil country to rally together to support Albertans living with MS. So the Oilers 50-50 presented by A&W tonight is what you want to take part in. First off, it's a 50-50, which is awesome. Second,
always.
It's sponsored by A&W, which is awesome. And
always.
Then third, it's all going towards helping those living with MS in Alberta. It's going to help fund vital research, provide support, and work towards a future without MS. Canada, one of the highest MS rates in the world. So tonight is the night that you can show your support.
It was an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, that one of the strangest things I've seen in the 18 and a half year history of this show happened, where Dylan mentioned that. A&W Burgers to Beat MS 50-50 at the Oilers tonight. And as he was saying it, Tina, a representative from A&W, just walked into our studio with Tina Burgers.
Handed one during the segment.
It was at that point that I realized he's going to do this every hour this morning and hope the Tina Burgers come in every hour.
It's a dream of mine.
Guess what, Dylan?
What?
You're 2 for 2.
Another Tina Burger!
There's an extra Tina Burger left over. Here you go!
Put it out into the universe, and it will happen. Yes. Those are the three things you need to know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
By the way, I had an Instagram message over the weekend. Somebody asking, because there was a chance a while ago. I don't want to get too bungled up in the weeds here, but last week, your friend Jem, who is getting married, thanks to your Bachelorette Jem segment from a few years ago.
You got it.
She's getting married to the guy you found for her, and she also asked you to try and find the musician for their wedding.
Yes.
Or the music for their wedding. And we had a good lead because her wedding is at the same time that Metallica is in town.
Yeah.
And we had a decent lead because somebody knew a member of Metallica. Turns out we can now clarify that they knew a member of a Metallica tribute band, not the actual Metallica band.
But they are endorsed by the band.
Right.
And so they've met them before.
Right. And I had an Instagram message over the weekend that said, hey, did you ever get to the bottom of who that guy was that wasn't part of Metallica? Metallica tribute band.
Still pretty cool.
There you go.
Not bad.
It's
not
better
bad
than nothing, right?
Yeah,
okay.
True.
All right. But it appears that tribute bands take a backseat to even just a solo tour. So Nick Carter is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's your Bachelor Cam update. Here we go.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man.
So this is Lindsay from last night's mini golfing date, right?
Yeah, Lindsay, 34 years old, met Cam the week before as he was going on a date with Abby.
They were each going on dates, and they weren't sure because they were blind dates if they were dating.
Yeah, okay. They ran into each other, so this is the first and only date that Cam knew what they looked like.
Just by bumping in. Good morning,
Lindsay. Glow in the dark golfing at West Edmonton Mall with Cam. How the heck was it?
Oh, it was so much fun, actually. That guy has definitely put in a couple hours at the golf course, that's for sure.
You lost?
Did he beat you?
Yeah, he did, but not by much, I will say.
You both stunk?
No, he was great. He's amazing. He got some hole-in-ones. Yeah, I did not, but it was great. It was so much fun.
So the date that you had last night, I mean, this is a long time coming. You ran into him by total coincidence while he was waiting for his blind date. You were waiting for your blind date. You took the chance and went, are you my blind date? Turned out you weren't, so you went on the date last night. Worth the time? Worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. Cam is a really great person, and we have a lot more in common than I expected, so it was great.
Like what?
We both grew up really rural with parents that raised us to be really independent. We have similar outlooks on work and being healthy. We don't have any tattoos. So we both like outdoor stuff. We have so much in common.
You met him and you knew he was handsome. But meeting him again yesterday, were you like, oh, yeah, this is right?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, I expected him to be a lot more of a city person than he was. So it was a great surprise that he grew up on a farm. So
because you own a horse, don't you?
Yeah.
Aww. How do you? We were asking it yesterday. I don't think you were with us, but where's the horse? Where do you just keep him in? Where's the horse?
The horse is boarded with a friend near the airport.
Oh, okay.
He's happy all winter, and then I ride all summer.
So you go and visit the horse. Okay, yeah. So Cam is a bit of a rural guy. He said, he grew up on a farm, so he doesn't have any pets now that he's living on his own, but he loves farm and farm animals and all that sort of stuff. I wouldn't picture him to be a rural guy either.
No.
No, he was just in New York City, like downtown Manhattan, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's where he was for work. But, it's interesting. You know what I want to do? Because, Lindsay, now you're saying he's a great guy and you had a great time and he's wonderful. And we're getting this after every single day.
I don't
everyone
like
says
it. Something smells fishy.
I want to talk to his little sister. I'm going to see if I can get his little sister's information.
How old is his little sister?
He calls her the baby sister.
Yep.
So, baby sister, I want to see what Cam was like as an older brother, whether he picked on her or what happened there. Because right now we're getting too much good. And I love it, and I love Cam, and I'm trust me, I talk to him more than anybody, and every time I do, I'm like, God damn, he's cool.
So, Lindsay, you're familiar with the rules that he couldn't say he would like to see you again, even if he wanted to. Dylan has banned him from doing that. Dylan has banned him from sharing his phone number or contact information with you until this little experiment is over. But if all things being equal, would you definitely like to see him again, or it was just fun and you see yourself better as friends?
No, I'd love to see him again. We have a lot in common, and I think that's definitely something worth pursuing. So,
was there a romantic connection for you?
It's a little early to tell, but I think maybe the start of one, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Was there a hug in the goodbye? He's not a good goodbye hugger because of all these rules that Dylan has given
him. I made it hard
him.
For him, I have.
He'll just, if he just runs his shoulder into you, apparently that's a sign of that he enjoyed himself because he just doesn't know what he's allowed to do. Was he a hugger at the end of the date?
Yeah, he's a great goodbye hugger.
Perfect. Okay, he's gotten good at it. He's figured it out.
But you can learn a lot by a hug.
Okay.
Did you learn any? Did you get a feeling, a suspicion, an inkling by the hug? Hugs come in different shapes and sizes.
They do.
Was it a hug like, I really enjoyed myself, or a hug like, that was fun?
I think it was a really enjoyed myself.
Really enjoyed myself.
I don't know.
A little longer.
You guys might know better than me.
Right? We don't know as of yet. We're going to talk to Cam, though, and find out exactly what he thought of the date, Lindsay. So
I know the really enjoyed you hug.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been one. He's tall. Are you tall as well?
No, I'm short. Okay. I'm 5'5", if that's short for a girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's 6'4", so it's almost a foot ahead. Lindsay, you had a great time. We're going to find out what Cam thought of it as well. He, on Tuesday, will
That's
pick,
today.
Tuesday, 1 week from today, sorry, will pick.
Next Tuesday, you mean.
Two I people well. From all the dates. Now, he had Lindsay last night at golf, glow-in-the-dark golfing.
Right.
Made by Marcus tonight with Ashley. Friday night at 19 in Terwilliger. Is a date for him and Haley.
Lindsay doesn't want to hear about all these other women.
Sorry, Lindsay, you got to hear about it. Luan is 12 noon on Saturday. Kate at Vifale Thai Restaurant will be at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Sunday, we have Catherine with still one spot remaining.
Oh, you're still looking
goodness.
For one more. Okay. All right. Well, we're glad that it went well. And here's hoping that he in the rose ceremony, he might call your name out. Okay, Lindsay?
Awesome.
We know you got to get back to work, so go ahead. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks.
And we hope you enjoyed yourself.
Sound oh, like wait, is
did.
Lindsay
oh,
gone?
Oh, she's gone, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just wanted to know about his short haircut.
Oh, how he's looking with the new haircut?
Yeah, I'm just
was
curious.
Was this his first date with the hair? It was his first short haircut.
Yeah, first date with the short haircut. Sounded like it went well, though.
The hug sounded like it communicated a message.
Okay.
Hugs can do that. Robbie, come here.
Oh.
Robbie, come here.
Okay.
I find myself an excellent hug communicator.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Since when? And who would agree with you?
Well, let's see if Robbie does.
Okay.
So let's see, what kind of hug?
Robbie, what kind of move is that?
I'm getting ready.
What kind of hug should I give Robbie here? What message do you want me to convey to
first
Robbie?
First hug I want,
yes.
I want it to be like, I had a good time, but there's not a chance.
Okay, ready, Robbie?
I had a good time, not a chance?
Yeah.
I'm giving you that hug.
Okay. You're going in for like a regular hug, Robbie.
Tell me what message you received by this hug, okay?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, didn't feel good?
That's like a friend hug.
Okay, now I want this one to be like, man, I wish I could have slept with you. What, that's a little tight.
Yeah.
Okay, what did that one feel like?
Well, I'm tingling.
Wow. Okay, maybe you're
the
good.
Hugging is a very important nonverbal communication at the end of a date. The hug can say it all. So you have banned Cam from verbally saying anything about the date, but if you're intuitive enough, you can learn it from the hug at the end of the date.
This is good to know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of information.
I've got a whole bunch of hugs. I could tell a whole story with you, Robbie, if you want, with hugs.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels good to be loved, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Will we talk to Cam?
We're going to talk to Cam coming up.
So we'll get
next.
His true feedback?
Yeah, we're going
to
finally figure it out.
I like the idea of talking to Cam's sister. Let's finally get to the bottom of this guy, okay?
It would be awesome.
Okay, so Bachelor Cam will join us. Plus, somebody might need our help and the help of the audience on how to track down Nick Carter while he's here.
What do we need? Why? What?
Well, they're excited. Okay. Nick Carter, you announced Nick Carter's coming to town.
All right.
They won't stop at just going to the show.
Okay.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
All right, here's Cam. Hi, Cam.
Morning, guys.
Well, we've explored another option to expose Cam for the fraud that he is.
Yes.
And we're going to arrange talking to your little sister this week, Cam.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. Is that an oh boy? Is she going to give us the truth on who the true Cam is?
Oh, I'm sure she will.
You
I'm
call
sure
her the baby sister, so I'm very curious as to how that relationship developed and what her thoughts are on Bachelor Cam.
Yeah, she's the youngest out of three boys, so she's got three older brothers, hence the name, the baby sister.
How old is she, Cam?
She's 22.
How old?
I don't know about
lucky
you,
number.
But I'm feeling 22. Everything will be all right. If what? You keep me next to you.
Yep.
You don't know about me.
No, we don't.
But I'll bet you want to.
It's a lucky number, 22
hey,
day on Friday.
Cam, make sure you don't prep her in any way.
Yeah, you can't talk to her until we talk to her. Nope. You're banned from talking to your
just,
sister.
All I want is I want to see the actual message that says, hey, some guys want to talk to you on the radio, and that's all I want to see.
That's
I don't want to see any, hey,
right.
Make sure you talk good about me. None
that,
of that.
Nothing. You can't prompt her in any way, okay?
Because we'll call your mom next, buddy.
You're not getting anything out of Mama Jay.
So, Cam, you had a date last night mini golfing with Lindsay. This is the girl that you bumped into. She was going on a blind date herself. You were going on one of a different date that Dylan had set up, and you thought, hey, are you my blind date? And it turned out not to be, but she then turned around and applied.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wondering if she was a plant. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't say for certain.
Cam?
Cam, did you see her on a date that night?
I did.
Okay.
I did see her engaged on a date that night, so I don't believe it was a plant.
But this isn't you and her conspiring months and months ago
no.
about this? Okay, good, because how would you predict that? That's a strange thing.
Well, true.
Okay, so how did mini golfing go last night?
Mini golfing was a lot of fun. It was, for some reason, I'm a terrible putter in golf, and I felt really good last night, shot very well. And we actually wagered a cold beverage on the line. So the winner of mini putt got the other had to buy a cold beverage.
I love
and
cold grape putt, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I took the cake. So she treated me to a nice cold beverage for my win.
All right. And How was the chemistry between the two of you? Did you find she said we'd spoke with her already. She said you guys found out you had a lot in common. And she was surprised you're as rural as you are.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt the same way. There was a scary amount in common that I had with her just from, being rural, growing up on a farm, having, been around, lived that life, quadding and everything. And I obviously shared with her. I was like, but my job is a little more big city, wear a suit every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to have, that nice, healthy balance. So when I can get outside.
That's why they make bolo ties, Dylan.
That's the
keep rural in the big city.
Fancy cowboy.
Okay. And so how long was the date?
The date ended around 10.
Wow.
So it was about 3 hours. So mini putt took an hour and then went down to, I want to say it was Cactus Club at West Edmonton Mall.
Yep.
And, she paid up her bet and we had a drink and chatted for a couple hours.
Okay. She said the hug.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the rules,
mm-hmm.
very clear. He can't say anything. He can't say he wants to see them again or anything. He can say it go as far as, I had a great time. Thank you. It was lovely meeting you. But she said the hug might have said, I really enjoyed myself.
Mm.
Do you find you're a good hug communicator?
Mm.
Can you send messages with your hugs?
I don't know if I can. I feel like I've really been trying to work on my hugs after the first no-hug date, and I felt bad.
Yeah. Some of your hugs last week need improvement.
We're working on it.
There was a side hug,
But she really felt that hug meant something, so... I don't know what that means. She said she would gladly see you again. She would happily see you. She would like to see you again.
Yeah, she seemed very interested.
And the hug might have indicated that. But you got to keep it quiet. You can't tell us anything until the rose ceremony next Tuesday. So tonight is ice cream night, right?
Yeah, tonight made by Marcus. And is it true, Cam? Because I told you this yesterday that made by Marcus was going to be the ice cream date. Is it true that you lactose and you don't get along?
Oh, no.
Oof. I like to think I steer away from lactose. Now I'll still eat pizza and I'll still treat myself. So I'm not a hard no, but yes, it is true. I tried to avoid lactose.
You poop yourself a lot like I do, Cam?
Nobody
Nobody does it that much.
No. Nobody.
No, I don't think I'm at that stage, but yeah, I definitely don't want to have to cut a date short. No, I don't want to have to cut a date short.
That's what I'm saying. On a date, right? It's a different thing. You might want to just eat the cone dry.
No, I think Made by Marcus has a lactose-free ice cream that you can try tonight to make sure that it's safe. Hey, come on.
You might as well get a sherbet. Or sorbet.
I don't know. Sorbet?
Sherbet or sorbet?
Sorbet
is sherbet.
Is it one and the same?
Yeah.
So am I saying it wrong when I say sherbet?
Yeah. When you say sorbet, it's not sorbet. I'm pretty sure it's just sherbet.
So what's the right thing to say?
Sherbet.
Sherbet? Mm-hmm. Then what's sorbet?
The way it's spelt.
Who's saying it wrong?
I don't know.
Everyone.
Oh?
I don't know.
That's life's big mystery. Nobody knows how to say it properly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, never mind. Sorry about that. Okay, Cam, and then a couple more dates coming up this weekend. There's still time to enter, right? There's one more spot you haven't
filled. There's one more, Cam, that he said he could fit another Sunday in if need be. So that's wonderful. Like I said, Friday, Haley, 19 in Terwilliger, which is wonderful. The chef and owner there are welcoming you guys at 19. So say hi to Andrew for me. And then Luam on Saturday at noon. 5 o'clock, you're going to meet Kate at V-Filet. It's a Thai restaurant in the city and delicious. And then Catherine, we're going to pick something for Sunday at 1 o'clock. Oh, you're a busy man. You're a busy, busy man, Cam.
Are you getting tired, Cam, of this? Do you just want the month to be over?
No. Like I've said to you guys all along, like I've met so many amazing like women, and I've actually really enjoyed my dates. So it's a lot with this schedule juggling. I'll say that, but I'm a go type of person. I like being busy, so yeah, I've been really enjoyed it.
Well, after tonight, that'll be 8 dates in total.
Mm.
Yeah,
and wow. It's what I've got to think is like if you know a week ago or a week and a half ago, you were like, oh, I think this one might be the one, but I've got to, you know, I've got to respect the process,
sure,
right, and go through the entire thing. That one that might have been the one a week and a half ago is getting further away,
sure. But hopefully there's an impression that's been made.
It just might be tough. So it's hopefully the ones you selected in the first round for the rose ceremony are, I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think that it's going to be hard because
this is my job. I should know what to say next.
Generally.
Yeah.
No, but I think I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying they're further away, and so is the memory as good as it can be?
Collecting dust in a most respectful way possible.
I don't want that to happen,
now, right? You're not forgetting about the ones that you gave a rose to last week, right, Cam? You remember that?
No. I still remember my dates, and that's why, Jackson and Paige both received roses because obviously I felt something, so I want to continue, and I'm excited for second dates.
I have a question for you that I'm dying to know, and I haven't been able to ask you this because you've been in New York and you go on such late dates, I can't talk to you at night because you're there forever. Like, make it a 2-hour date just once, man. But I'm dying to know. You picked two. You picked Jessica and you picked Paige at the rose ceremony from last week's date. You went to New York. You're on a plane. There's many hours in the air. Were there any regrets? Did you ever think about, oh, maybe I made the wrong choice, or, man, I wish I could have, as you were kind of contemplating what has happened in the last week?
Ooh, good question. I did think about all the dates and go through them on the plane. I think it was like a 6-hour or so flight. Mm-hmm. I kind of ran through them. But I'm a pretty confident person, and I'm still confident with my selections, even though the selections were tough. I'm still confident with my selections.
I guess what I was trying to say, Dylan.
Okay,
you figured it out. Is that I don't want the ones that are in the finals, right, to get so far in the rearview mirror that they end up being the one that got away, so to speak, right?
But they all get a date. There's four dates at the end.
True enough. Yeah.
He's going to meet them all, and they're going to go head to head to head to head, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Cam, and remember, you don't prompt your sister on anything. Just say there's some knuckleheads that want to talk with her.
I will screenshot it. I already sent her a message, and I said, do you want to go on the air? And she said, for your bachelor thing.
We're going to keep
going. And the answer is yes.
Okay. All right. See you later, Cam. Enjoy your day. See you later, Cam.
Right. Take care. Right. Good luck tonight.
Cam's adventure continues, made by Marcus for ice cream tonight.
Yes. We got to clarify this sherbet thing.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently I've been lied to.
So sherbet is not correct.
Okay.
It's sherbet.
Sherbet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew there was something about the way it was sounded.
So everyone's saying they're not the same thing. Sherbet has dairy. Sorbet does not.
Yeah, sorbet is
water. So they're two different things.
They're different things.
Ah, there you go. Well, where's gelato in all of this?
That's ice cream.
That's ice cream?
It's Italian-made ice cream.
So it's the same as ice cream. It's just made. It's
way better.
An Italian version of ice cream.
Yeah.
No difference except who makes it.
I don't know that for sure.
I'm looking up.
You sounded like you really did, though.
But I've had it, and it was my favorite thing I've ever had.
Jackie has messaged in. Dylan, I'm curious to know how many you've gotten of these as you're still taking applications because there's one more date left to be filled. Jackie has submitted her daughter's information.
I know. And
have you had many moms submitting daughters? The one? Okay.
There's been a couple of that. Yeah, I just got her daughter's, but I have another one as well with friends that really, really want to push. It's hard. To pick a final one is one of the hardest things I will do.
Well, you're leaving it open until it jumps off the page at you, right?
You got it.
So kiss917.com, click on the Bachelor Cam, and we'll find out about how this ice cream date goes tonight, and the rest of the dates, the rose ceremony 1 week from today, and then we will know the final four.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, let's get you caught up on everything that happened here this morning. We found out that Cam had his date last night with Lindsay at West Edmonton Mall Mini Golf. He beat her at golf. She owed him a drink. They dated for 3 hours.
Yeah.
There was a hug. Lindsay believes the hug sent a nonverbal message of, I'll see you again. Mm-hmm. We'll find out next week during the rose ceremony.
Yes, we will.
And now he goes out tonight with Ashley, correct, for ice cream?
You got it.
But Cam is lactose intolerant to the point where it just gets explosive if he's not careful. No. So that is something you want to tiptoe around on a date, I would think.
Made
right?
by Marcus tonight right. on White Ave at 7 o'clock.
Dylan has filled up most of the dates, although there is one spot waiting. He's just waiting for what? That right entry that just jumps off the page at
you? I have like five that I'm considering, and I'm waiting just because it's not until Sunday evening.
Right.
And Cam's already, like, he's dating six already this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason...
So this will be a seventh date.
The only reason I wanted to squeeze in a seventh is because I didn't know if Lindsay was fair, because Lindsay had already met him.
Okay.
Because she had ran into him. It wasn't a complete blind date. So whether or not we get that Sunday, I don't know. We'll see how Cam's feeling midweek. He's a busy guy, and this is a lot of dates, and it's expensive as hell because...
a lot of people are asking, is he paying for this?
Every single thing. Well, the only thing he got out of this was a haircut... that the radio station purchased him. Other than
but he is getting love for the rest of his life if everything goes well. It's a fair investment.
Doesn't that show that he's serious?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's his great attitude, because I've talked to him and I've said, like, do you want me to just make him walking dates? Like, should we just make it like nothing dates? Like, what do you want? And he's like, I've spent money before in my life on dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've had nights out drinking, or I've gone to the casino. If this is going to be $500 to $1,000 in dates to find me someone for the rest of my life, I will gladly invest that out of my own pocket.
All right.
So he's been really, really great with that. It is costing him some money.
But the return is eternal love.
That's the hope, right? And like Robbie says, and what a great point, Robbie. But like, yeah, he's taking it seriously. It's not like he's just going out for the sake of going out, where the radio station's paying for all these dates and right. he can just gigolo around.
So you're leaving one more spot open. So if you've been humming and hawing and like, oh, maybe I should. Oh, I'm a little nervous. This seems weird. I'm too embarrassed to do it. It's your last chance, really, to go to kiss917.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dylan may get a hold of you if you stick out and you look like you might be a good match for Bachelor Cam. We'll hear how the ice cream date goes tomorrow. Plus, we might be talking to his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will be, or...
Either tomorrow or on Thursday. We're going to talk to the little baby sister.
Continue to overturn every stone to find the dirt about Mr. Perfect Cam. I don't know about that.
Listen, I not one date has come back and said he's been horrible.
Also today, Robbie, have you calmed down? It didn't consume as much of your day as I thought, arguing about whether you eat or drink soup.
No, this is nothing like the is cereal soup debate.
God. Yes, dear God.
Which we won't get started on.
Please don't. I don't want to. Yeah.
Because but no, this one was. I think people were mostly agreeing.
So what was the consensus, that you do eat soup? My son wanted to know. He asked me the question on the weekend.
Think of eating at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Dylan does.
Oh yeah.
You can drink. Drinks are just food you don't have to chew.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Drinks are
not food you have to chew.
Drinks are food you don't have to chew.
Drinking is an action.
Now here they go again, Dylan. And I'm sorry. Why didn't
why
I learn?
Just stop it.
Damn it! Anyway, okay. We got some news here. News. And we've got an update. By the way, programming note, we've said this a couple times, and we want to make sure you know about it because it is always a very exciting time on 22 Day around here when DJ Mike Tomas, he of the Kiss Mix that you hear every afternoon, he will be in Friday morning to celebrate 22 Day, our special day around here, with a morning edition of the Kiss Mix. But we've got some breaking news on Dylan's birthday gift to me.
Yes.
Back in December, I turned 48 years old, and he said he's got my gift. He's working on it.
Yes.
Here we are. March 19th.
Okay, well, it's not the easiest gift to give.
3 months later, Dylan.
I have, today should, hopefully, fingers crossed, get some sort of answer for the interview that you've always wanted to do. Ice Cube yep. interview, you and him, one-on-one. Since That's
in,
the hope.
Since I was in high school.
Now, they wanted to know what the show was about. I've sent the information.
That hurt our cause.
Once they found out what the show was about, they said, can we do it over Zoom? I said, absolutely. Pepper is willing to. I spoke for you, but I told you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I said that he will absolutely do it anywhere at any moment. He'll fly to his house.
I'll do anything.
He'll wait outside a restaurant,
he'll
whatever
hide in his
it
closet,
is.
I'll sleep in his bed, whatever he needs. I love that guy.
So I just said, anything at all we can make happen. They came back to me and said, nothing over the weekend. I was worried. I was very, very worried. I thought I'd give it Monday just to see, you know, sometimes people, weekend gets a little bit busy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear anything all day yesterday. I checked even 7 o'clock last night. I logged on. I checked. Just wanted to make sure.
Robbie, are Ice you Cube. Shocked at the amount of extra time Dylan is investing in work these days?
Yeah. It's like
what's going on over there, Dylan?
I'm trying to get things done.
You're spending all these extra hours on Bachelor Cam.
No.
I'm trying to get things
it's
done.
It's nice.
You're doing
He's
this Ice
passion.
Cube favor. I really, really appreciate it. So where are we at? Where are we at? Am I going to interview Ice Cube? When's this happen? I'm
Handling,
so excited.
This is what the text, or I guess the email said this morning from Tressa, who owns the media outlet. She is like the CEO,
like his publicist,
of Trey Media, executive out of New Jersey in the United States.
Okay.
She said, handling Cube Ops with him today, going to get back to you ASAP. I said, thank you so much.
That's as soon as possible.
I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We are really looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you for remembering.
So she has some sort of conference call or Zoom call with Ice Cube and says, we've got these guys in Edmonton. I don't know. They had a donkey in the studio the other day.
See, and this is where I get worried.
I don't know.
This is where I start to get worried.
Is our cool factor cool enough?
No. Definitely not. And that's why I wish I would have gone differently with this. Because I went truthful, and I shouldn't have.
You guys are cool. Don't.
Not to Ice Cube.
Yeah, don't discount yourself. He's a funny guy.
He was in the NWA.
And he was also in Are We Home Yet.
The NWA. Oh, God.
Oh, no. It's not working.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying.
All right.
I am.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm very excited.
I hope I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear a no, continuing at it.
That's it, right? You won't leave him alone.
Yeah. So I'm going to be able to continue on my way and make sure that this happens.
Oh, that'd be a DCT for me. Robbie?
Yeah. DTC.
DCT.
Damn. Darn. Deep.
DCT.
Delicious.
Dream come true.
I could have got that.
Oh. All right. That's exciting stuff, Dylan.
Okay. Robbie, we might be coming to you next. So if we get an answer back that says no, we need that Ice Cube song.
I've been holding off on this, but yeah, I'll have to redo that thing.
Okay.
Because right now, do you want to hear it?
The no, one it's really bad.
Yeah, let's hear it. This is what we have so far. This is an old one from Robbie. He's
if
embarrassed.
If you could rewrite it, Robbie, that would be great. I'm not going to send this one.
No, this was like one of the first jingles I ever made.
And if you could, maybe if you could rewrite it with like begging him and like, come on the show, like that kind of thing, instead of just talking about how good we are.
I'll talk about how, because this is, it's Good Day.
Yeah.
One of Ice Cube's best songs.
How it's going to be a good day for Pepper and Ice Cube.
Joins us. Yes.
Just waking up and everything's all good. It's early, so I feel better than I should. I want to know, did it rain? Did it snow?
Did it snow?
The morning show says no on my radio. Hit up the hockey highlights from last night. What a game. The Oilers beat the Flames. Feeling A-okay as I hop in my Chevrolet. I think it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
Turned up my stereo as I hummed along. The B&D pick of the day was my favorite song. Checking out my hairdo in the rear view. Looking smooth.
must be my new shampoo. Yesterday the boss was stirring up trouble. Got to work to find he bought me a double-double. Thinking, hey, maybe he's gonna raise my pay. Today's gonna be a good day.
If anything, Robbie, it is an opportunity for you to have Ice Cube hear your song.
Which would be very cool.
That's young Robbie from a long time ago.
It's still not bad at all.
Rework it?
I mean, it's okay, but it's definitely needs a rework.
Okay, let's make this happen.
Excited. Okay.
Ice Cube interview.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Might see some scattered flurries later on tonight or tomorrow. A lot colder than it has been. High of +4 today. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.